Hey, what are you doing in bed all by yourself? What do you mean? I thought we were gonna cuddle. What's going on? Oh, well, yeah, I did say I was sick of dealing with people, but come on, you know you're different. Of course you are. You're my favorite person. You don't get lumped in with everyone else. Now, come on, scoot over, would you? Thank you. You know, being this close to you is pretty much my favorite thing. Of course I mean it. You mean a lot to me. I mean, I know at first, most people just think I'm mad all the time, but I still find it kind of funny that you're literally the only person who seems to not notice my resting bitch face. Or at least you're the only one who didn't take one look at me and, well, try to avoid me and my supposed wrath for the rest of the night at that party. I was really glad that, you weren't spooked off. Yeah, I did stare at you an awful lot back then. I honestly didn't realize how much until, well, let's just say that a lot of people try not to make eye contact with me, so I was really surprised when you just held my gaze like that. I think that had something to do with how quickly I fell for you, too. Oh, well, that and the fact that we were both often left alone, it did give me the courage to walk up to you that night. Yeah, I mean, we talked about how much we hated the party and how we both got pulled in by our more extroverted friends, and we were both counting the minutes until it would be socially acceptable to leave. Though I never thought I'd find someone with a smaller social battery than me. Oh, hey, come on. It's okay. I don't really like people either. Yeah, luckily for you, you don't count as people. And yes, I know the reverse is true. You're pretty much the only person who doesn't drain my energy. And I know we've talked about it in the past, but I really hate that side of myself, you know? Like, even when I'm having a good time, I'm still losing energy, and no matter how much fun I have, I will still need to go recharge for a while afterward. But I'm really glad that I don't ever seem to get drained around you. It means I get to spend time with you like this, just whenever I want, you know? Yeah, you're pretty much the only one I like to spend time with as well, but I'm sure you knew that, didn't you? I mean, you're pretty great, honestly. We don't even need to just always be doing stuff. I love just getting to be near you while, we do our own things. I love that you can enjoy companionable silence and quiet nights in and cuddles like this where, well, I get to pull you close and snuggle against you. Yeah. It feels so good just being with you like this. our fingers and legs entwined in our bed as the moonlight spills in through the curtains. And I can even hear the rain spattering against the window pane. Yeah, I just... Oh, sweetheart, I really love our little world here. And I love that you're in mine. Huh? Oh, no, it was a silly memory. Okay, it's pretty silly, but you remember where we went after that party? Yeah, we'd gone across that river and beyond the woods to that old playground. And it was so late. I mean, absolutely no one was there, and I don't know. We were just sitting on the swings in silence for a good while. Back then, I was so nervous. I mean, you know now that I'm terrible with small talk, and God, back then I really didn't know what to say. I've always felt like, you know, the common social interactions are just like these weird multiple choice questions where whatever the real answer is, it's not even listed, or at least I can't see it. I remember, you know, the silence had gone on and I was getting nervous that it had gone on too long. I had already started to wonder if, well, you know, if you regretted leaving the party with me, and and then you just blurted out that you were so glad to finally have some peace and quiet. Yeah, and then we talked about how exhausting that one girl was that just would not shut up. You know, looking back on it, I think we might have bonded on misanthropy. But that's okay, you know? We can despise people together. Most people suck anyway. But I guess that party wasn't the worst thing, though, was it? I mean, I did meet you there, and if I'd stayed home like I was planning, I mean, I wouldn't have you in my bed right now, would I? Yeah, I'm really glad you're in it too. You are my favorite thing. Hey, here, why don't you just snuggle a little bit closer and I'll run my fingers through your hair. Okay? Yeah, there you go. Is that position good? Oh, I bet you do like it, buried in my bosom as you are. Oh, what? Am I wrong? It's too dark to tell, but I imagine you're blushing right now. Am I right? Oh, your response is just to nuzzle in more then. Ah, oh, sweetheart, that's quite all right. I like you there. It feels good. Hey, Can you hear my heartbeat? Oh, it's soothing? Well, I'm glad you think so. You know, just being around you soothes me. If if I can even give a little back like this, then, sweetheart, I'd do it happily. Your hair smells so good. I think we'll definitely have to buy more of that shampoo. And it's so soft, too. I really love to run my hands through it. Yeah, I know you love it, too. But you know what's even better? It's knowing that every night I get to fall asleep next to you, and I know that I'll get to see you every morning. I mean, I don't know about the afterlife, but this right here? Oh, sweetheart, this is my heaven. And I know that, well, sometimes I can come off as aloof, and I'm never really one for, you know, big displays of attention, but I love our small, little, intimate moments like this. Yeah, I mean, I love how, you know, instead of celebrating big holidays, we just do our best to make each day a little special, you know? Yeah, I'm lucky to find someone with the same thought on it. I wouldn't trade you for anything in the world. Well, of course not. You're like this sweet sunshine beaming down on me, giving me warmth and affection and the best cuddles. It seems like you're about to doze off. Yeah, I'm getting pretty sleepy myself. Hey, what do you say we just stay right here for the night? Yeah? Oh, come on. We can get a shower in the morning. Or maybe in a little bit. But for now, I just don't want to let you go. Well, yeah, I mean, you're so cozy. I can't bear to even think about getting up right now. Yeah? We can stay like this? That makes me really happy. I love you, sweetheart. I really do. And I'll love you for the rest of my days. I can't wait to wake up with you next to me. But for now, let's get some sleep. Okay? Yeah, I'll be right here, as always. Sweet dreams, my love, and I'll see you very soon.